welcome to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's new show highlighting our homeowners, our partners, and our community members that help move the mission forward. I'm Morgan Brochetti, your co-host, and I'm here with Mike Sutton. Hey, Mike.
How's it going, Morgan?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to Doug today. He is a local celebrity, if you will, kind of like, you know, your co-host of the Habitcast. But maybe a little bit more famous than us?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, no, Doug Beavis. So also known as Beavis on the radio,
yep.
Right? Who served as the mayor of Oldsmar for 8 years, was mm-hmm. on the city council as well. And he's just been a great partner of ours. The Upper Tampa Bay Chamber has gotten involved with us over the last year and has added a little bit of flair to our home dedications.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk to him a little bit about what he's up to.
Yeah.
He's back on the radio after a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah.
And but we're going to talk a little bit about that partnership with the Upper Tampa Bay Chamber.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we're coming off of our 700th home.
Yeah.
We've got all kinds of fun things coming up.
700 is a big number.
That is a huge number.
Yeah.
Especially having it being in Pinellas Park. I know last week or last episode, we did a recap of that dedication and then we pulled all of the responses from our previous guests about what does home mean to you.
Yeah.
So seeing that was pretty cool too.
Yeah. Because I mean, we've done like 20 of these
mm-hmm.
now.
Episode 21 today.
Oh wow! Look at that. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I know we have. It's just a busy time of the year, right?
Yeah.
So people are, you know, kids are back to school. Colleges are back.
Mm-hmm.
Football season started.
It's back.
Which I'm ready for it to end. My Bulls are
just as soon as
struggling a little bit, but the Bucks are going to do good this year, so
mm-hmm.
that's good. But just a lot of moving parts, right? And then here at Habitat, we're just rocking. I think I saw earlier we have like 24 homes under construction right
yep.
now, which you know again is it's all about at the end of the day everything we do at Habitat is all about how do we get another family into a home,
mm-hmm.
right? That affordable, sustainable home. And so we'll build 65 of those this year,
yeah.
which is no small feat.
Definitely not.
But in order to do that, we have to raise lots of funds.
Mm-hmm.
We have to raise a lot of awareness. And we got a couple things coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we have a couple things. And it's so exciting to kind of see that happening again. I mean, with COVID and the pandemic hitting a year and a half ago, we didn't have any of those things. We used to do
yeah.
Third party events with sponsors and community partners all the time. So having those getting back on the schedule is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So we're actually starting tomorrow, Saturday, two things happening in one day. So NASCAR Car Wash on Ulmerton here in Largo.
I'm a member there. I got a membership.
I saw that. So if you, it's Customer Appreciation Day and they're actually giving back to Habitat on their single car washes and you can also enjoy a free hot dog.
Should I cancel my membership?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I think you they want to appreciate you either way. Oh. And you're going to get a hot dog.
Well, I'll be there. Do I get a hot dog every time I go through?
Because
I can go through
one time, but we can talk to them. Make sure.
I did have to go through twice one time. I remember I got sap on my
mm.
car, and that stuff does not come off.
It does not.
And so I went through twice. So maybe I'll get a couple hot dogs.
Maybe you will. If you have yeah. sap on your car, please stop by the NASCAR car wash. Go through one or two times.
So that same day, we have something going on at the beer boutique.
Yeah, in downtown St. Pete. So this is the third year. That we have partnered with the folks at the Beer Boutique. They're hosting their annual Oktoberfest. And so they actually have a Beer Olympics going on and group registrations for that, for the teams. That's going back to us. And then also a percentage of beer sales that day.
So you can start your day getting your car cleaned.
Yep.
Eat a couple hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Head down to St. Pete.
Do the Beer Olympics.
Win the Beer Olympics.
What a great day.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, you can come in and join us at the Restore and get your vaccine shot.
Yeah, so we partnered with the health department of the county, and we hosted a vaccine pop-up over the weekend in Palm Harbor, and then we're going to be hosting another one this Monday at the Clearwater Restore on 49th and Ulmerton.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then a few short days after that,
mm-hmm.
we have something else coming up. And one of our great partners at Guardian Restoration
mm-hmm.
are hosting an event to benefit Habitat. Shuffleboard.
Yes.
Have you ever shuffleboarded?
I have. It's actually really fun.
It is.
I'm upset I'm not going to be there. I'll be out of town. I know.
Who
so
approved that?
You did.
Oh.
So that's actually our first time partnering with them on this.
Yeah.
So they're really excited and they've been awesome to work with getting sponsors and tickets sold and all these fun things. So there's plenty of room still if you want to get in. I know I've seen some texts and emails over the weekend. Habitat staff will be out in full force.
We have
ready
a couple teams.
Board. Yeah.
There's been a lot of office trash talking going on.
It's already started.
Yeah. So a couple people were concerned whether they could do it or not, but I don't want to say it's not a, you know, you don't need a lot of skill, but for someone who's never played, it's a fun game to play. It's like, you know, you can go out and just kind of figure it out.
Shuffle on home.
Shuffle
That's
around.
That's what it's called. So if you want to go to the website, it's at pwp.org. Check out the calendar. You'll see all the information on all these fun events that we just mentioned. And then see if we have dedications coming up that you want to come out to. There's so many ways to get involved. So definitely check out the website.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let's bring in Doug and we'll talk to him a little bit about just what he's up to, what he's doing in the community, back on the radio at WQYK.
Yep.
So let's talk to Doug Beavis. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's always good to catch up. And we really want to talk to you a little bit about this new partnership between Habitat and the Upper Tampa Bay Chamber and what we're doing with the bikes. But first, let's talk about you and kind of what you've been up to, because you were on the radio for a while. You kind of took a little hiatus, but you're back.
Not by choice, but by COVID. Yeah. I was probably in, I've been in this market for in country for probably 30 years.
Hmm.
Right about the time Q105 flipped to country is when I went on.
Gosh.
Wow.
And so it was great. But when COVID hit, I worked for iHeartRadio and they just let all the part timers go and piled it all on the full timers. And so I was out for about 15 months, and then my former program director went to Beasley and 99.5 QYK.
So you went to the competition.
He said, I can't believe I'm hiring a Beavis again. But so, but it's been great. A lot of fun. Yeah. I was on Saturday. I was honored that he asked me to be on for the 9/11 broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
To take, you know, the calls and
what was that like for you?
It was nice. You know, I mean, matter of fact, Mayor Seidel from Oldsmar called and, he was actually supposed to be in the building that day on the 104th floor for a meeting.
Wow. Was he really?
Yeah. And the meeting got, pushed back a week, which obviously then the tragedy happened. And so, he kind of told that story, which was kind of, you know, heartfelt, and, you know, thanking our first responders. And, you know, it still affects everybody today, 20 years later.
20 years.
So, yeah.
It's amazing to hear, you know, obviously over the past couple of weeks, we've been seeing all these documentaries and stuff, the amount of people that were supposed to be there and whether it was, you know, missed your train or running late or couldn't get a kid out the door or, you know, a meeting got moved, right? So many people that were impacted in an indirect way in that way.
And I've heard stories both ways that, you know, they moved a meeting up or they, you know, like Eric's and they moved it back. But yeah, it's, you know, it's just a tragedy, but you know, I think we're a stronger country because of it, sadly. So that was fun. So good to be back on the air and interacting with the listeners. Our country listeners are just so great when it comes to a lot of things. And that means giving, you know, when we do fundraisers or if it's Habitat for Humanity, the country audience really, really does come
rallies
through
behind
for
the community.
Yeah.
I love when you're on the radio is you take calls.
Yeah.
It takes me back to like when I was a kid when you would call in to get like request a song and stuff.
Yep.
But you don't hear that or see that on the radio much anymore.
Not a lot, especially on the weekends.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, voice tracking that happens and, you know, things like that. It's just, you know, part of the business, but, to be there live and taking calls, and they weren't taking calls during COVID because they were working from home or they were, and so we're trying to rebuild that audience again to take calls and, you know, it's amazing. This has happened for 30 years that you give out the phone numbers. They have no idea what you said.
Yeah.
All they did was hear the phone numbers and they say, did I win? And you're not
giving
anything away. And, and I said, no, sorry, I just gave it away. One caller too late.
Well, you know, it's funny. We have an employee here who, you did a little piece about our 700th home recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sent that blurb out and everything. And, when I shared it with a number of our staff members, he was like, he was so excited because he hadn't put two and two together that Beavis, the guy that's been coming out to all of our home dedications, Doug Beavis, is the same guy as Beavis on the radio.
From Beavis, Ohio, which is weird. So,
that is weird.
Suburb of Cincinnati, spelt the same way and everything. So
wow.
I sell real estate too,
yeah,
full time and work for the chamber. And all that kind of stuff. But I was pulling up to a house and they had on the station and I knew I was on because I had recorded it so I could go show property. I'm like, do you like that station? And they said, yeah. And I go, well, that's me. And my tag says Beavis. And then she goes, I never put two and two together.
That's funny. So, yeah. You get that a lot?
Yeah, a lot.
That's funny.
So, of course, then I get the what? The Beavis and Butthead. And they act like they're the first ones in the world to have ever said it.
Ever said it?
Yeah. We were talking about that the other day. But yeah. He hates Wednesday. You know, Mike.
Oh, I can't stand that. Yeah. Because of that Campbell.
Yeah, well, you should be a Beavis.
So. I mean, well, Morgan and Morgan for the people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow, so we all have our little issues.
A little irritants.
Yeah. Huh. So are you going to be at Valspar this coming year? I know it's some time away, but.
Yeah. Actually, I'm the only one that's ever introduced all the bands out there because the past two have gotten canceled with Big and Rich. And so Toby Keith, Brad Paisley, Rascal Flatts. Yeah. I mean, and it's such a great event. You're there, you know, with Habitat and they really, when they first did it, I thought, is this really going to work? Yeah. You know, rednecks and golf, you know, but it really kind of did what they wanted to do was expose both sides to different audiences. Yep. So, I hope so. It was originally with, the iHeart group. So, obviously I'm friends with Tracy and,
sure.
And, you know, James Poulter, you know, has some pull with Chi Chi. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to see if we can.
I feel like that's how I got to know you because we would be backstage waiting to go up on stage. We'd always do a little Habitat intro.
Yeah. With the voice of God.
Yeah. And then. But we'd have to hang out. We'd have all this dead time. Hang out for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they'd stumble Toby Keith up and, you know, the guy stands on stage and all of a sudden he is just
amazing. I went back to meet him, a girl I was dating, and we went back and met him. And they said, Beavis, you need to go first because then you need to get out to the stage.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know how he switches a light switch on, but he does. And then all of a sudden, here comes the words and, you know, everything. He has a few drinks.
Well, it reminds me of that, you know, the movie with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, Starsborn.
Oh, yeah.
And how he can go out and perform, and it's just like magic, you know?
It's amazing. I've done that, and what's that, 20,000 people? I could do Raymond James Stadium and 50,000 people. When I was mayor of the city of Oldsmar and had to give a young Boy Scout his award, I was so nervous. I could do 50,000 people, but I'm afraid I'm going to mess up the kid's name, his troop number, you know, so they're not John Smith anymore. Yeah. So.
That's fine. I remember the first year of the concert, it was Ban Perry. And I remember right before I was going up on stage, you were like, just yell their name a couple times and everybody cheers. Nobody's listening to my little 1 minute spiel about Habitat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you yell the Ban Perry, you know, a couple times and everybody cheers.
Yeah.
Cause all they think is you're introducing them, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then as you're walking away and you walk up, then you know, they start booing.
Right. Yeah. I do it again.
Exactly.
No, that's been a great, everything that they do at the Valspar is great and helps so many charities.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
So
we're one of those and we're just so thankful for that partnership.
So hopefully it opens back up this year and, you know, they get to do more great stuff. So it's one of the great events. So
for sure. Yeah. So obviously then that transition when COVID hit actually led to something good with the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Actually, and I always congratulate Mayor Seidel on being mayor now because I was mayor right up, you know, to almost to COVID.
Yeah.
And then he took over and COVID broke out. And so he curses my name all the time. So I was done being mayor in 2019. It kind of took a little bit of time off and the chamber had been asking me, you know, do I want to come do some work part-time, you know, government affairs and things because of my relationships with so many elected officials. And so, I finally did. It's been great.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great chamber. And I'm not just saying that because we're part of it. I know there's a lot of chambers out there, but we never really missed a beat through COVID. As everybody did, you guys too, you had to pivot you know, with your volunteer programs and everything like that, you had to pivot and do something else. And so we did online as you guys did online Zooms and, you know, all that kind of stuff, but we really tried to keep reaching out to the business community. So,
well, you guys have been a phenomenal partner, and that was, you know, one of the main reasons we wanted to chat with you today, because we wanted to kind of let everyone know, you know, we have a lot of people that watch our dedications virtually.
Sure.
We have a lot of people that show up, as you know, and we never know who's going to show up.
Right.
And then it's like, hey, they just, what's the deal with the bikes and that kind of thing. So we thought we would use it as an opportunity to talk a little bit about how that came to be.
Sure.
And then how the Habitat families benefit from that.
Yeah. I mean, it started, I think, about 2010. The Sheriff's Department had a bike program and, Rick Sierra, who you've met, and Mark Howe and that, they started the Holiday Sharing Fund, where we were basically buying bikes for the Matty Williams facility in Safety Harbor, and then a facility in Oldsmar. And it was about 35 bikes apiece, 70 bikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we did that for 10 years, almost 1,000 bikes. Last year, I kind of mentioned, and a couple of people did, that we wanted to do more. We would do periodically bikes if you see the news and a kid's bike gets stolen.
Right.
But when that happens, everybody, it's kind of like the ugly dog. Nobody wants to adopt it till it's on TV.
It's on TV.
You know, so.
The kid's bike gets stolen. And there's
a million people
that
want to buy him.
He's got 352 bikes.
Right. So, and so we reached out to you at Habitat, and I get cold chills every time. I remember Joe went and did our first one, and Martine Gramatica was there. I just had the kid's name. Great little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe's like 6'4", and we, you know, unveiled the bike, and the kid just came up and just hugged his leg, and it was great. It's great just to be able to see the reaction. Some there isn't very much of a reaction, but others, as you've seen, it completely disrupts the whole ceremony.
I love when they just jump on it right away.
Not as fun when the house is a little elevated, like I think we might be going too soon, you know, and the kid jumps on and he rolls out into the street, you know, but, and we watch him roll out into the street.
Yeah.
So, but, it's been great. And I've said this to both of you. It's so heartwarming the families, you know, a lot of single parents, and their kids are so well behaved.
Yeah.
You know, they might be tyrants off the, you know, when the ceremony's over, but they are just all so well behaved.
Yeah.
And so, it's just great. And, when we fundraise now, obviously we went from Holiday Sharing because that was really about Christmas. And that's why we came up with Kids Pedal Power. And you mentioned it the other day at the 700th dedication. You know, the word power. And I think that played well into the kids' pedal power because we want to empower them to be whatever they can be. Their mom, a lot of these, 20, I'm just shocked, you know, 20 years old and you're getting a brand new house, you know, zero interest loan from Habitat and a lot of sweat equity. But, you know, you give them that power to be a homeowner at such a young age. And, you know, we hope, and I know this has happened through radio that, you know, you meet somebody, I met somebody 25 years ago and the kid's 5 and now he comes up to me 25 years later and he goes, I remember meeting you at such and such a car lot, you know, and now I'd like you to meet my kids. So, you know, you hope you give these kids some hope to, you know, whether it's the parents or, and so many of them, I think it was the young lady that worked for Hoots down in St. Pete and I think she was putting herself through nursing school, raising 412 kids and, you know, and working full time.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could probably write a book about, you know, the numbers of kids that.
Well, each family has their own unique story. But I think what's become special at the dedications is there's something now that's focused on the little kids.
Yeah.
Right. And because for a long time, it was always about the parents and them getting their keys and their Bible and their hammer. And
they're getting passed on all those things, too. And
the kids are just kind of standing.
And for the most part, they're like, oh, we know this is good. We get it. But then for them to be able to kind of get that hand up, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I thought it would be great, but I didn't realize and how appreciative and. I don't know about all of them, but how many of the kids have never had a brand new bike, you know?
Right.
And, you know, we kind of take things for granted, a new house, a new bike. And, and I know that some of your staff has told me, I think it's in Pinellas Park, one of the ones we do that, you know, when you guys go back to do another home or you're working on one, you see these kids out riding the bike, you know? So, So it really is great. And, you know, it takes about $100. That gets a bike and a helmet, and, you know, some are a little more, some are a little less, but, all in all, it works out. I've had 3 bikes jammed in the back of my Lexus car. And I don't know how.
I always enjoy you coming up with them. I'll never forget. There was a little, you had one of those
tricycles?
The tricycle
with the handle,
with the handle that you were coming up on. And
I was late. Well, you are prompt. Let me just tell you this.
Hey, Mike Sutton,
not even 9:01. So, and I cut that one, and I think it's in Pinellas Park that we were just at.
Yes.
It's the non-street. And when you put
it's
in your
GPS. It's a brand new road, so it doesn't always come up.
Yeah.
But you've been there enough that you have no excuse not to be there on time now, Beavis.
I finally put a rent tank because, you know, there's many people. But I've come walking up with it. Because normally they're up there. The bikes are up there.
Sure.
So, but, yeah, and to see these kids' eyes
light up
is just, it's great.
That's cool. Well, we love the partnership. So
I do, too. And I you're right. I think it really does make it a full, a family event. And so, that's kind of cool. And, you know, at the Holiday Sharing Fund, it's a lot of older kids, 14 and 15, because we're reaching out to middle and high school.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
And, you know, we check with your staff about, which you have a great staff, by the way, even though they wanted to beat you up in the lobby when I came in.
See how,
it's
dangerous around here.
Yeah.
Thank God you walked in and saved me.
Yeah. And just go on the record and say he was wrong. I'm just, no, but so many of them are kids and, you know, we had one, at the 700th.
Yeah.
I think she was 15 years old and, you know, want to check because we don't want to get a bike if they're not going to use it. But
sure.
She was excited because she was like, the distance is 2 miles to be able to take the bus. And they were like 1.9. I said, well, can you walk to the end of the street and be 2 miles?
Yeah.
And she really appreciated the bike. So that 15-year range, we'll get them. But, you know, some of them might be driving. So.
Sure.
But, no, it's a great relationship. And we're doing a lot of fundraising because, you know, it's a big lift. It's probably, how many houses are you doing this year?
We'll do 65 this year.
And,
so if
and
the average family has two, maybe 3 kids.
Yeah,
so,
some have none. And then some have, you know, 2 or 3 kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's 120 bikes.
Right.
You know, that's, can I do the math? $12,000, you know, in bikes. So we've got some great partners that have helped us out. So it's great.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we appreciate it. And we look forward to the thing that's been so awesome is you guys said, hey, we want to do this for your organization.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just in, you know, your main area of Safety Harbor, Oldsmar and
Upper Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Upper Tampa Bay. You guys said, hey, we'll come down to South St. Pete with you. We'll go up to Newport Richey.
Yeah.
So you guys, and I would hope that that helps with the branding and getting the Upper Tampa Bay.
It really does. And, you know, although the majority of our footprint is in the Upper Tampa Bay area, we have, the Tampa Bay Rays are a partner, a corporate partner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have business. I mapped them all out and we have some in Pinellas Park and Largo and, you know, so, it's great. And it just, you know, it just shows that the chamber cares and, you know, we're not just focused on ourselves.
Yeah.
And I encourage our board and our trustees to come because
that's always great too to see them come out and to be there to help present the bikes and
to see
and that
it
kind
actually
of thing.
Happen in action. Yeah.
Like because they, you know, initially you might get a little pushback. It's like, why are you down in St. Pete? And then it's like, come to one of these and, you know, participate in the prayer, you know, on the thing. And I took the picture the one time of all down the whole side of the house and that's on our banner now.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
It's powerful.
You know, no matter what religion you are or you're of no religion, it doesn't really matter. You're, you know,
it's everybody coming together.
Coming together and wishing well wishes for the homeowners.
Yeah.
And so, and I love, what is her name? She's the queen of, what is that down there? And she gets everybody all riled up. And she, oh my God, if you don't come away from that with your spirits lifted, there is literally something wrong with you. I mean,
Tell us about what you guys have since we're talking. Yeah. Tell us what's coming up at the chamber over the next couple months.
Well, obviously second Friday, we just started that. Safety Harbor does it. Everybody does it. And we started it. And just to clear the record, second Friday happens on second Friday. Senator Hooper was doing an interview with Quinn, one of our chamber members, and she goes, don't forget second Friday. And you could see as it was coming out of his mouth, he was getting ready to ask when it is.
When it is.
Now we do it on the third Friday just to mix it up a little bit. And then we have Oktoberfest, which I dropped off some tickets for you. That is the 22nd through the 24th at Tampa Bay Downs. It's probably the largest Oktoberfest in the Tampa Bay area.
All weekend.
All weekend. German music carnival. Yeah. It's
in the friendly chamber. For the kids.
Yep. Friendly for the kids. And then we have taken over from the city. They used to do an event called Celebrate Oldsmar.
Yeah.
It used to happen in the summertime, July 4th it was, then Labor Day. And you just can't predict the weather. And so we've moved it to the week before Thanksgiving. And it should be good. It's another 3-day event. And again, this is all put on by a chamber. And the chamber only has one full-time employee.
Yeah.
And then two part-time employees and a lot of volunteers and ambassadors, which, as you know, Habitat, you know, you need those volunteers. And
Well, you guys have a great board.
Yeah.
And we know a lot of them. We share a board member in Amy Reddick.
Yes.
She's
great. And when Mark took over, and even Jerry, you know, we had some old blood on the board, and it was time, as you probably know and have gone through too, you want people that are going to participate and be involved and help the cause and move the ball forward and all that. And we've done that with them and our trustees and our ambassadors.
Cool.
It works out well.
Well, we'll throw some stuff up on the screen for everybody about, y'all's website and what you got coming up and just thank you for the continued partnership.
Yeah,
we really
great.
Do appreciate it.
I didn't know what to expect when we kind of paired up, but it's been way better than I ever expected. And,
good.
And as long as you keep building houses, we're going to keep buying bikes.
There we go. Yeah. We'll do it. Awesome. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Well, that was great to catch up with Doug.
Yeah.
Have him on the podcast here, the HappyCast, and just hear a little bit more about what he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, just as a way for us to thank the Upper Tampa Bay Chamber. They've been a great partner.
Yeah.
Like so many of the chambers. I think we're members of about 14 different chambers between Pinellas and Pasco counties.
Yeah.
We find each one of them important to carrying out our mission, to get the word out about the work that we're doing. And we would not be able to have as deep and wide of a reach in the community if it wasn't for these chambers.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So the Upper Tampa Bay Chamber is a big part of that.
Yeah, and I think it's so awesome to highlight that partnership that came out of COVID or during that COVID time. So offering another hand up to our homeowners. So we have that partnership with Feeding Tampa Bay. And then now with this, this is a great opportunity for the kids to be empowered and kind of see this whole new chapter in their lives.
Yeah.
When Doug was kind of telling the story of how it all came about, I just kept thinking about how, you know, our mission is to build homes, community, and hope. With that bike as a kid, now you have a bike that you can go meet your neighbors and have, you know, build your own community as kids.
Could you imagine if we got out and met our neighbors?
Yeah, imagine that.
They
do in Teller Estates every day.
They do.
Yeah.
In the communities in which we build, I'm very, I'm proud of the fact that we have a class that we teach our homeowners on how to be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
And how to get out and meet your neighbors. Before the dedications, we have them walk door to door and hand out information about their dedication.
Yeah.
And what's great about that is we will see from time to time, their neighbors come out and kind of check out like what's going on here.
Yeah.
Like, who are these people? Why are they moving to my neighborhood? And it's rising tides lift all boats.
Yeah. And every time that happens is an opportunity to tell somebody about Habitat.
Yeah. Cool. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to support the mission coming up. We talked about this earlier, but we have the NASCAR car wash fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
And we have the Beer Boutique 3rd Annual Oktoberfest. Both of those are on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, we have the COVID vaccination pop-up at the
Clearwater Restore.
In Clearwater. And then on the 25th, you can shuffle on home with Guardian Restoration as we have a shuffleboard event in St. Petersburg. So lots of stuff coming up.
Lots of things to do. So there are obviously so many ways you can get involved, just like Mike said, even in person or online. So check out the website, habitatpwp.org. Check out the calendar. Check out our homeowner bios. See how you can get connected with the mission in the way that suits you best.
I have, with all this stuff coming up, I have to go manage my calendar now.
Yeah.
Figure out how I'm going to
reorganize
hot dogs.
Well, we know the schedule for Saturday, so.
Beer Olympics. Shuffleboard.
Can you fit in some?
I got to do my shuffleboard.
I was going to say, can you fit in some practice?
Do you have to practice for shuffleboard?
You might need to.
Yeah, I probably do.
Yeah.
You know, my mom lives in a 55 plus place now, and they have shuffleboard courts everywhere.
There you go.
So
maybe you can have a.
I'll go practice.
Practice before Saturday.
I need to do that. Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in and joining us. It's always great to be with you. Thank you for your support of Habitat, and we'll see you next time on the Habitcast.